Kramer with Mission Network News. Riots over the contents of a Christian man's cell phone led to this chilling threat in Punjab, Pakistan.
Their Muslim neighbors are refusing to sell food to them, to give them jobs. They are demanding that the Christians either leave the village, convert to Islam, or be burned along with their homes.
Sound familiar? Well, in this case, it's not an ISIS threat. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says this one is about the blasphemy law. There is fear, certainly. Yet because Muslims are coming to Christ, Allen says they're excited about some great opportunities coming up.
I'll be leading a team to Pakistan this summer that's working on the development of a new evangelism tool that can be used by the church planters and pastors, and not just them, but by their entire congregation.
This is one of those stories that's an ongoing prayer request. Would you join us? And education is a great platform for gospel teaching. Helen Vaughn of Teach Beyond International says they use education to meet a variety of needs. One of their teachers recently talked to an island pastor who wanted to start a Christian school. And now, that school is set to start in January. Teach Beyond is looking for somebody who'd like to teach English in that school. It's an opportunity to aid a poor community and teach them about Jesus.
When we talk about transformational education, it's the whole picture. It's all of life. And there is freedom to speak openly about the gospel with these young children. And there certainly are a lot of resources and how to teach English using Bible stories.
Ask God to provide this teacher in time for the start of the school season. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. I'm Ruth Kramer.